This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration is still looking for a legal way around Supreme Court decision blocking the inclusion of a citizenship question on next year's census. AP's Mark Sherman has more.
There's been a dizzying series of events, and the latest news is that the Justice Department says that it's continuing to look for legal grounds to try to force the inclusion of the question on the census. And that comes just shortly after the president himself said he is considering an executive order to get the question included, among other options. What's not clear is exactly how the government plans to proceed.
That's AP's Mark Sherman. Californians are feeling dozens of aftershocks today following a 6.4 magnitude earthquake Thursday morning. Residents were jolted as walls shook, store shelves crumbled, and several fires broke out. More than 100 aftershocks have shaken the region since the initial jolt. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
This was the largest earthquake to strike Southern California in 20 years. India has unveiled plans to ramp up foreign investment and meet its ambitious target of growing into a $5 trillion economy by 2025. India's finance minister says India must invest heavily in infrastructure, the digital economy, and job creation. The UN Security Council is condemning a deadly attack on a detention center for migrants near Libya's capital. It is calling on the warring parties to urgently de-escalate fighting and commit to a ceasefire. The UN's most powerful body also called on the parties to rapidly return to UN-mediated talks. The Security Council also expressed deep concern at the worsening humanitarian situation. This is VOA News. G7 presidency holder France wants the group to double funding for girls' education in the Sahel at a summit next month. The call came as ministers wrapped up a Paris meeting dedicated to increasing educational and development opportunities for women. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
Speaking at UNESCO's headquarters in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron laid out initiatives to increase educational and economic opportunities for women, with a special focus on Africa's Sahel region.
Je veux qu'on arrive au moment du G7 de Biarritz.
Macron challenged fellow G7 members to double their financial engagements for girls' education in the Sahel, but also to make sure funds are spent efficiently and make a difference. Nobel Peace Laureate and Pakistani rights activist Malala Yousafzai also called on G7 members to increase funding for girls' education in developing countries, especially in Africa. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
British police were questioning the crew of an Iranian supertanker that was seized Thursday in waters near Gibraltar. Gibraltar's Supreme Court announced it was extending the authority to hold the ship for 14 more days, saying there are reasonable grounds to believe that the vessel was acting in breach of established EU sanctions against Syria. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander said that Iran should seize a British oil tanker if the Iranian tanker is not released immediately. Officials are gathering in Niger's capital this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. Some 50 heads of state are expected at Sunday's summit on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact aims to increase employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people. Two nations in the 54-member AU bloc, Benin and Eritrea, have withheld support for the pact. Record audiences are expected to watch the Women's World Cup final on Sunday. But whether the victory goes to the U.S. or the Netherlands, the event looks like a big winner for women's soccer. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reports.
U.S. fans are taking over Lyon ahead of Sunday's final in the Women's World Cup. Their team set to take on the Netherlands. Whoever wins, the event is already being hailed as a triumph. Stadiums have been packed for big games and 70% full on average. Soccer governing body FIFA says total TV viewer numbers are on track to surpass 1 billion.
That's Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. For all the news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1, the Voice of America.